This is Molly, and you're listening to episode 73 of the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast. How's it going today? Are you eating some yummy, yummy plants? I hope that you are. I just had a delicious lunch, and I'm going to tell you about it because I still have the flavor kind of dancing on my tongue, and I'm really enjoying it. And I like to share sometimes what I eat so that people can get a sense of what a whole food plant-based person eats in their real everyday life. So I had made a couple days ago some delicious coconut chickpea rice, and this was from the recipe vault of Plant Fueled Life. Plant Fueled Life is our monthly membership where we have hundreds of plant-based meal plans and thousands of recipes and the amazing ability to scale the recipes and have a grocery list and prep instructions and batching instructions and tons of videos and how-tos and cooking tutorials, and it's amazing. If you haven't joined, you've got to join us. Plant Fueled Life. MyPlantFueledLife.com. You can go there or just go to Clean Food Dirty Girl on the homepage. You can sign up for a free trial. It's fabulous. So one of my favorite recipes, I mean, I have so many favorites in there, but this coconut chickpea rice is so good. So it's brown rice with chickpeas and a little bit of coconut milk and some lemon zest and some spices. It's so, so yummy. So I heated that up. And how I heated that up was I put it in a steamer basket with a little bit of water in a pan, and steamer basket on the water has, the steamer basket has like little legs, right? So it's not sitting in the water. And then I put a bunch of rice in the steamer basket, turned the heat on, put the lid on, steamed that for like a good 5 minutes. And then right at the end, I threw in a bunch of handfuls of chopped kale, and that steamed really nicely and got super soft. And then I heated up a sweet potato burger, a plant-based sweet potato burger. And so then I put the rice and the steamed greens on the middle of my plate. Then I put the sweet potato burger on top. And then on top of the burger, I did really thinly sliced red onions, some nice sliced fresh tomato, some avocado slices. And then I put a bunch of lettuce around the whole pile of rice and burger deliciousness. And then I just put a little bit of ketchup and a little bit of mustard on top of that. And that's a really filling, delicious way to have a burger. Now, I'm going to do an episode soon on being gluten-free and how to do gluten-free if you're eating whole food plant-based, which, by the way, it's super easy. Most of whole food plant-based eating is naturally gluten-free. But I went through the transition of not eating gluten a few years ago, and I realized I didn't do a podcast. I hadn't done a podcast about that yet, so I'm going to do that. But this is a really good way if you're not eating buns or bread for whatever reason, or maybe you just don't have any. Maybe you ran out and you have rice instead. Putting a burger on a bed of rice and steamed greens with some yummy deliciousness on top is a really easy, fast way to enjoy a burger. So that's what I ate, and I was like fully satisfied. So good. And that was the perfect transition, although I did not plan this at all. It was a perfect transition for this week's podcast, which is all about faux meat. So faux meat, faux is the French word for fake, F-A-U-X. So faux meat, it's often referred to. Fake meat, plant-based meat, vegan meat. We're talking about meat that isn't meat. That's what we're talking about today. And when I had the idea to do this podcast, I actually looked back. I was like, hey, have I not done this yet? And no, it turns out I have not done this one yet. So I'm happy to be doing this and kind of sharing my opinion on kind of faux meat and its place on the table. So the first thing I'm going to talk about is just keep in mind, right, when we're talking about plant-based meat, there's a very wide range of what is available to us, right? So on the one hand, there is plant-based burgers that you can buy, or there are plant-based burgers you can buy that have been very, very in like lab engineered with the intention of smelling, looking, and sounding like a beef burger, right? So having that same visual look, having that sound, having that smell. There's burgers you can buy that actually, I haven't tried these, but that actually bleed when you put them on a grill. So that is like on one end of the spectrum there, we have like very, very beef-like, beefless burgers, okay? Very processed, probably not the best thing for your health, right? But we have that option. On the other end of the spectrum, we have a plant-based burger you can make. We have a ton of them in Plant Fueled Life. It has, you know, oats, carrots, black beans, onions, and some seasonings, right? So we have a very, you know, not overly processed version of a burger. So when we're talking about faux meats or fake meats or plant-based meats, just know that it's not this one size fits all. Like there's a lot of different types to choose from. Personally, for me, I typically make my own burger patties because they're pretty easy using beans and nuts and seeds. And besides that, we have a ton of delicious recipes in Plant Fueled Life for them. So I usually make my own. Sometimes when I have less time or it's a busier time in my life, I will buy some frozen ones. But if I buy them, I buy the ones with the fewest ingredients, and I don't buy the ones that are kind of emulating meat, just because some of those are too meaty for me. But this is coming from someone who's never eaten meat in her life. Like, I've never had a burger, like a meat burger. So if it's too, like, smoky or oily, like, it just doesn't work for me. To me, it's, like, way too overwhelming, the taste and the flavor. And too processed and too greasy. It just doesn't feel good in my system. So on a personal level, like I will always try to have the one, or I will eat plant-based burgers that are as least processed as possible. So of course the healthiest would be ones that I make in my own kitchen, but then other times if I'm really busy, I will find the ones in the grocery store that are frozen that have only a few ingredients. And the thing is, you just have to read the ingredient label, right? You just have to look, and you can kind of tell. Like, I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but it's like the plant-based burgers that are usually the healthiest have the most shitty packaging. Like, it's the most unattractive, you know, packaging with, like, it just doesn't look real slick. Go for those first and read the ingredients. Make sure you can pronounce all the ingredients, and make sure there's not, like, a huge list of ingredients of things that you can't pronounce. That's a good rule of thumb. And it's usually the shittiest packaging, right, that are the healthiest. So that's my kind of personal take on that. But and just when you're having this conversation with your friends or family, or you're, you know, reading more about this or learning more about this, just know that, like, one faux meat does not fit all. There are many, many different types, from very processed to very to less processed. So I did a blog post like years ago, and it's called Ending the Faux Meat Debate. And actually, I'm going to read it to you, because I could get on here and like explain my opinion and kind of where I stand on this faux meat stance. But this blog post that I wrote back in 2015, it actually sums it up perfectly. So I'm going to read it to you, and then I'll kind of like make some commentary throughout, and then I'll wrap up. And I'm going to, if you would rather read this blog post, I'm going to put it in the show notes, and you can read it, the show notes of this episode. So ending the faux meat debate. So here we go. Are faux meats good for you? In order to talk about faux meat, which is like plant-based versions of meat, we have to first talk about something that I call the healthy eating threshold. Okay, so let's look at Ken. For example, Ken eats nothing but whole plant foods. Everything he eats is grown in a 1 mile radius from his yurt. He constantly smells like patchouli mixed with sweat, even after he showers. He doesn't eat sugar. He never wears shoes. He sweats chia seeds and won't touch anything processed. Okay. This is fictional, by the way. I'm just like painting this picture of this fellow named Ken that is very, very healthy, very, very down to earth, very natural, right? Okay, so do you have Ken pictured in your mind? Okay, just hanging out. He's probably slicing an apple with his pocket knife and smiling as he pops each slice into his hippie mouth. Okay, good. You have Ken pictured. He eats nothing processed. He is au naturel. Okay. Now, let's take a look at another fictional character that I'm going to call Julie. So Julie is a chick who will not eat a vegetable to save her life. And she needs meat with every single meal, or she doesn't consider it a meal. I'm sure that we all know people like that out there, right? She drinks soda. Okay, I wrote she drinks soda like the Kardashians drink social media. Yeah, I guess you could tell this is from a while ago. And she's convinced that Pop-Tarts are in the fruit category. But again, we all probably know somebody like that, right? So let's go back to Ken. It would be hard for Ken to eat healthier than he already does, right? And a crappy eating day for him only means that he forgot to drink his wheatgrass shot because he accidentally meditated for too long. Okay, so it's a different story with Julie, right? Julie has lots of room to improve her diet and eat a little bit more healthy. If she even swapped out one of her McDonald's burgers for a veggie burger just a few times a week, it would be a great start. And a crappy eating day for Julie might mean she skipped breakfast, ate a Snickers bar for lunch, and had cheese fries for dinner, right? If that's where we're at with her, with where Julie's at. So Ken's healthy eating threshold is really high, and Julie's healthy eating threshold is on the lower end of the spectrum. So here's the thing. Each one of us has a healthy eating threshold, and it's as unique as how we choose to groom our pubic hair. Or not if you're Ken's woman or Ken's man. I don't know that Ken is straight. Ken might not be heterosexual. Okay, so for Julie, who's been told by her doctor that she really needs to get her cholesterol and her blood pressure down and that she has prediabetes, a meaty, teeth-sinking, satisfying vegan burger will be a godsend to her, right? For Ken, he doesn't need that, right? Good for him. He's good. He's like happy gnawing on, chia seeds and oats and lentils, right? But we aren't all like Ken, right? And we aren't all like Julie either. But if people find comfort in eating faux meats and it helps them with eating less animal-based foods, then awesome. As the healthy eating threshold gets higher, the less necessary faux meats become because the diet will be more nutrient dense and less calorie dense. So in a nutshell, there's no shame in eating, you know, a vegan turkey on rye in an effort to eat healthier and to get healthier. Like we all learned to crawl before we got our ass up and walked on two legs, right? So that's sort of the basis of this piece. That is the piece that I wanted to read to you. And it really holds true. Like, it depends on where we're coming from. It depends on where we're at on our eating journey. I know that I have a family member who really wants to eat healthier. He's used to eating, like, you know, pretty processed food. If I told him, hey, here's a lentil patty and, some baked sweet potato fries for dinner, it's very likely that he would not go for it. Or he might try it, but then it's very possible that he would go back to eating the way that he used to eat, right? And so if for somebody who is used to eating a standard American diet and who's newly trying out plants, like Julie in my story, then having that lab-engineered burger, right, would be, in my opinion, one step better than eating a beef burger. Now, is that lab-engineered, super-processed burger a healthy choice? No, because it's super-processed, right? Is it healthier than a beef burger? I don't know. There are some people that would say yes. There are some people that would say no. My opinion is that anytime you can get away from animal protein, then it's a step in the right direction. And for some people, it makes a lot of sense to start with those super processed kind of fake meat alternatives or those meat alternatives, right? And if that's going to help people eventually eat more like Ken and have a higher healthy eating threshold, then I say then fuck it. Yes, do that. Do that. Amazing. Great. Do that if that helps. Now, once we kind of get used to not eating as much animal protein and we're kind of making that transition and we've been eating the more processed, you know, burgers or hot dogs or sausages, all plant-based but more processed, after a certain point, right, then you can take it kind of one step further. Okay, can you now buy at the grocery store a burger or a hot dog that's plant-based, that's not quite as processed with a few less ingredients? That might be the next step, right? And then after a little while with that, then you might consider making your own veggie burger or making your own carrot dog, for example, right? And see how that is. And so I think it's just, it depends on where people are at, and everybody is at a different place in their journey, and none of it is wrong. I don't believe that everybody starts somewhere. And if that highly processed faux meat is going to help somebody eat less animal protein and less animal-based foods, then I say bring it on. But I don't think that it is my opinion that hanging around there forever is going to be super healthy. When you are really plant-powered and eating, you know, a whole food plant-based diet, the goal is to eat, you know, whole plant foods and not processed versions of those foods. So the more you want to shy away from the overly processed stuff, and the more you want to, you know, the more beans and whole grains and nuts and seeds and fruits and veggies you want to consume. And so there are ways to make burger patties with whole plant foods that, you know, maybe are not super delicious for somebody like Julie in my story, but are amazing for somebody like Ken in the story, right? And the less, like, kind of the more used to whole plant foods we are, the tastier those less processed versions of those things become. And then it's just sort of like the new normal, right? So that's sort of my take. I mean, I think that there's a place for faux meats. I think there's a place for, you know, highly processed faux meats. I don't think it's the healthiest thing, and I don't think that people should eat those forever, but I think it can be a great thing to help transition with on the road to a healthier diet and on a, you know, help transition to eventually a more whole food, plant-based way of eating. So that's sort of my take on it. I hope that that's helpful. I'm going to, like I said, I'll link to the blog post in the show notes if you want to read that. And I think that most importantly, wherever we're at, I think it's important to be kind to the people around us who are trying, regardless of where they're at, right? If you have somebody in your life who's really trying hard not to eat a lot of meat and they're, you know, eating a lot of processed vegan meats right now, hey man, give them a high five. Tell them good job for trying something new. And if there's somebody in your life who is really adamant that there's no place at the table for faux meats and they're, you know, very happy with their rice and beans, then give them a high five and be like, good for you. Awesome. I think the most important thing is we just respect people's choices and respect where people are at, right? Without judgment, and just focus on what we're doing. So the question is, like, where are you on this journey? Where are you on the spectrum? Do you enjoy faux meats? Do you enjoy being processed, more processed plant-based meats? Or are you more of the kind of rolled oat, carrot, black bean, onion, flax burger type of person? I would love to know. And if you leave me a comment, you can tell me kind of what, where you are with your faux meat consumption and what that looks like for you. So that's what I have to say. I hope that you have a beautiful day, and I will be talking to you next time. Okay, go eat some plants. Yum, yum.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, you are going to love Plant Fueled Life, our monthly membership where we help you eat more plants and celebrate that beautiful human imperfection that we all have. You can try it out for free for 10 days by going to the show notes of this episode and clicking on free trial. You can also go to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and clicking on the banner at the top of the website, click on start free trial, and that'll get you there too. Also, if you enjoyed this episode or if you enjoy this podcast, will you do me a solid and rate and review it so that other people can find it as well? Okay, thanks so much.